こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、学会誌ネイチャーニューロサイエンスに掲載された研究で、人は自分が持つ偏見によって視覚が影響を受け、他人の顔や表情が実際とは異なって見えていることが分かりました。被験者に様々な人種の男女が怒ったり笑ったりしている顔写真を見せ、考える時間を与えずにどういう表情だったかを瞬時にパソコンのマウスでクリックしてもらいました。理性ではなく反射で答えているか確認するため、マウスの動きはミリ秒単位でモニターし、被験者の脳の活動を FMRI を使って分析しました。実験中、被験者の脳は人の顔を社会的に区別する機能を持つ防水上階と呼ばれる部分が働いていました。多くの人が実際の表情に関わらず、黒人の表情を怒っている、女性の表情を嬉しそうとし、アジア人の男性を女性と間違って答えていました。黒人の表情を怒っていると間違って認識した人の脳の活動を分析すると、写真を見た時に怒っている人を見た時と同様に脳が反応していました。
According to a study published in Nature Neuroscience, our perception of people's faces and facial expressions are actually affected by our personal prejudices. Participants of the study were shown angry and sad faces of men and women and had them rapidly respond on a computer what kind of facial expression they saw. In order to ensure that they were responding impulsively and not deliberately, the researchers monitored their cursor movement at the millisecond level, as well as their brain waves using an fMRI machine. During the experiment, there was an area of the brain that was particularly active, called the fusiform gyrus, which plays a role in social categorization. The researchers found that people tended to impulsively interpret black people's facial expressions as being angry, women's faces as being happy, and confuse Asian men for women. The brain scans of people interpreting black people's faces as being angry confirmed that their brains had the same response that they did when shown faces that were actually angry.
そう、手の動きと脳の動きをどっちにモニターしてるから、その押し間違いとかではないっていうことなんだけど、まあ、このチームの人は男性は強い、女性は癒し系、黒人は敵対的っていう先入観が知らず知らずにみんなの中にもう染みついていて、こう積極的に絶対そうだって思ってない人にもそれが根付いちゃってるっていう結果ですね、みたいなことを言ってた。
So there can be a gap between our conditioned response and our thoughtful response.
そうそうそう、そう、
which is already kind of a weird phenomenon.
そうね。
to try to control for.
そうなんだよね。だからそう、この被験者も多分写真をよくよく見て、よくよく考えて、時間をもらった上で答えてたら、こういう間違いはしてないっていうことだと思うんだけど、アジア人の男性を女性と間違えちゃうっていうのはどういうことなんだろうね。あんまり強そうっていうイメージがないっていうことかな。
Well, I think Asian men tend to have less masculine looking features, right? I mean, if you then we get into like, well, what's masculine, right?
Right.
But
like muscles, you mean?
That's the general perception. You know?
そうかな。
But I think there's something here. Well, how many parts to this are there? You know, is it just culture or is it our conditioning at the genetic level? Like evolutionarily, because if you evolve in a relatively homogeneous population where your social programming is based on faces of a certain familiar type, and then all of a sudden you're having to interpret faces that genetically you don't have any exposure to.
Right.
Your response could be confused.
そうね。まあだからこの実験は多分、まあ、アサンプションだけど、アメリカの白人の人を多めの状態でやったと思うんだけど、だから日本で例えば白人とか黒人とかを対象にしたりとか、なんか別のバージョンも見てみたいよね、どうなるのか。
いや、
アジア人の男性、
facial expressions are just a if you really think about what it is, You know, it's a weird, it's a very strange form of communicating.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of like what the octopi do, where they communicate with each other through their appearance of their skin. So octopi can rapidly change the texture and the color of their skin.
Yeah.
And it has meaning, right?
Right.
So if you're without speech, we're kind of trying to read each other's expressions, right?
Mm. なんかさ、笑い声に関する研究とかもあるよね。その笑い声を出すっていうのはコミュニケーションであって、こう一人の時よりやっぱり周りに人がいる時の方が笑い声が出ちゃうのが多いとか。まあ必ずでもないけどね、私一人でラジオ聞いてて、なんかカーボーイとか聞いてて普通に笑っちゃう時とかあるけど。
But there's a level of energy that you don't really get to unless there's a group.Because if you go somewhere and there's a bunch of people and people are drumming and people are yelling through megaphones and there's like, there's a, this weird atmosphere to it.
そうね、
right?
なんかさ、お笑いとかも生で見た方が笑うよね。なんかテレビで見て笑ったことない芸人さんがだとしても生で見ると笑っちゃうみたいな。
Well, think about what canned laughter is. You know what canned laughter is, yeah?
No.
Canned laughter is...When you watch something like Friends and something happens and then you hear like, ho ho ho.
Ah, hi, hi, hi. 偽物の笑い声入ってるやつ。
It's canned. It's,
right.
You know,
あの、Friends はでもさ、いたんだよね、お客さんが実際に。入れてたよね。
What? I don't think so.
They were.
That's where the laughter comes from?
Friends はね、少なくとも。他の、だから多分あの、なんだっけ、フルハウスとかは、偽物だったと思うけど、Friends はね、だって募集してたもん、その見に行く人を。で、私も行きたかったんだけど、ちょうどその LA に行く時があって、
so、did they でも無理だった。So did they just record that once and then they just play that laughter all the time, or that's always
no, no,
real?
No, no, no. They were actually audience, like sitting there, and they were acting in front of the people.
Huh.
そう。だから毎回本番みたいな感じ、劇みたいにやってたって見たよ。
Well, generally, maybe Friends isn't
yeah,
the best
yeah, yeah.
example.
でも確かに、まあ、Friends でもそうだけど、その笑い声を聞くと、あ、ここが笑うとこなんだみたいな感じで、自分も釣られちゃうっていうのはあるよね。
Yeah, so it's still canned laughter because you still have people, you're bringing people in order to laugh so that you can record that and then broadcast that with the show so that, you know, Cheeto-fingered Billy at home on it. on his sofa, laughs along with it by himself and doesn't feel weird. Because if you laugh by yourself, it is kind of a weird...
そうだね。
There's something...
だから悪いことじゃないのにね。わかんない。だからいつも私も、まあ、ポッドキャスト聞いてくれてる人がさ、こう電車で笑っちゃいましたみたいな。恥ずかしかったとか言ってくれるじゃん。で、自分でもその、それこそ本当カーボーイ聞いて外歩いてる時に笑っちゃう時があるわけよ。ははみたいなさ。
But why can't you just on the train like let go and laugh?
そうなの。
And why is that embarrassing? And why does it's like okay, I'm listening to something that's hilarious.
そうそう。
You're not having a good time.
I am, right? it's like yeah, 別に悪いことじゃないから恥ずかしいって思わなくていいのにって思ってるんだけど、だからたまにね、私も I just let go.もういいやと思ってハハハで一人笑ってる。
You can sound like a crazy person if you laugh too much by yourself.
Yeah, but then who cares, right?
But if you're laughing by yourself and there's no earphones,
それはやばい。そう、イヤホンつけてないのにはやばい。
But why? Because you can have a really funny idea out of nowhere sometimes, right? But still, that's not okay. Like you're not okay to have a funny idea.
その方が珍しいからね。自分で自分に笑ってるみたいなことじゃん。
But,
イヤホンつけてたらせめていいことにしたいよね。もうみんなで。
But what is it about us that is not okay with other people laughing about an idea in their own mind?
まあだからもともとはそれはちょっとだからおかしい人がやることみたいなイメージがついてるからでしょうね。
But is that
ちょっとあんま関わりたくないっていう先入観それも。
But it happens to all of us and we're not crazy.
そうだね。
So we know that's not true.
そうね。まあ個人的にはたまに携帯でメールとか見て笑っちゃってる人を電車で見ると逆にすがすがしいっていうか、
うん。
あ、別に恥ずかしがってないで笑えてる人もいるんだと思うけど。
Well, it gets to the level where it's like, first you're trying not to laugh, and then if you do laugh, you need to cover your mouth, right? It's like polite.
No, I don't. What?
what people do, you know, like cover their mouth when they're laughing.
Oh, like, あの、クラシーな人とかってこと?
Yeah.
あ、女性とか?
Yeah.
うん。
It's pretty common.
おほほほみたいなことでしょ? そうだね。あとその canned laughter の laughter だけじゃなくて、最近日本のテレビで笑い声だけじゃなくてさ、えぇーみたいな声を入れてる時があるの、なんかお客さんの声みたいな。
Infomercials.
No, no, no. Just like バラエティとかで。
But they do that so much with infomercials too, right?
あれなんかいらないんだけど。
It's so bullshit. like
infomercial は一番すごいよ。あの、なんと価格が5800円。みたいなやつでしょ?
No, it's always like
超びっくりしてる。
something like
あ、そうだね。
Some
5998円。
Yeah, like they used to go nines all the way to the end, but now it's like 999, and then the last is 8.
そうそうそう。
8 now.
そうそう。
And pretty soon it's going to be like 9997. Right?
そうだね。
And that'll just be mind-blowing.
で、そこに立ってタレントさんとかも、安いとか言うんだよね。
Yeah. Do you think machines are going to be better at us than this then? Because if we're incorrectly reading people's faces, then the facial recognition technology can easily overcome that.
まあそれはそうでしょうね。
Right?
だってさ、この間話したやつでさ、後ろ姿とかでも誰か判別できるっていうのがあったじゃん、Facebook の。
Yeah.
まあそれも人間よりは優れてるじゃん。後ろから見て全然違う人だったとかあるし、人間だと。
Yeah.
Yes. 次。MIT とハーバード医大が XPL と呼ばれるファンデーションのように機能する全く新しい技術を開発しました。ポリマーが入った特殊なジェルを顔に塗り、その上から特殊なクリームを塗ると固まって透明なマスクになります。これが本物の皮膚のように機能し、触ると柔らかく完全に何もつけていないように見える上、皮膚が締まり、シワやたるみ、赤みや毛穴などが隠されます。今回の論文執筆に関わったメンバー全員が MIT の技術を使ったシャンプーを販売しているブランドリビングプルーフと仕事をしているため、今回の発明が実際に商品化される日もそう遠くないと見られています。
MIT and Harvard University have developed a new cosmetic technology called XPL that can be used as an alternative to skin foundation.Application requires coating your face with a polymer-infused gel, which is then coated with a special cream, which serves as a catalyst to harden the substance into a solid face mask. The mask is nearly indistinguishable from your actual skin and feels soft to the touch. Additionally, the mask tightens your skin and hides wrinkles, blotches, and pores. The authors of this study hold a financial interest in the brand Living Proof, which sold shampoo, advertising the use of MIT technology, which suggests that this product may actually be produced.
So, Living Proof って私は知らなかったんだけど、あの記事を読んでると、あの Living Proof 皆さんご存知のみたいな感じだったから、アメリカだと CM とかすごいやってるのかもね。Jennifer Aniston が CM してて、co-owner もやってる。
Well, maybe these articles are just...
commercials
in on this shit too.
でもね、ビデオがあって、ビデオ見た?
No.
すごいよ。もう本当にファンでいらないよ。もうただ塗るだけで、石鹸でゴシゴシしても落ちないの。だからペリペリって剥がすのかな、どうやって落とすのかよくわかんないけど、だからプールとか海とか入っても落ちないし、あのおばあちゃんにこうつけて見てるのね、例では。顔の半分だけ、でこう。
Sounds like bullshit.
でも本当すごいの。でも MIT とハーバードだから I don't think it's bullshit.
No, you don't need foundation in the first place, but...
でもみんな塗ってるわけだからさ、アメリカでこのアンチエイジングとかコスメの市場50億ドルだって。
Right.
だから、これは便利だよ。世の女子はさ。
So how does this work? It just stays on your face and it's like wax for your car, basically.
Kind of.
What's different?
I don't know. Well, they were saying it works as a second skin.
Okay. What is it?
こう透明のバンドエイドとかだとさ、シワクチャになるじゃん。つまんだりすると。だからそういうのもないの。
There's no way it feels the same as your skin, though. That's just not happening.
Yeah, but it looked much better than foundation, at least.
In their commercial.
Yeah, in their video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
いやこれはでも面白いよ。今だって粉かリキッドを塗るしかないわけだからさ。
How does your so what is your skin? How does your skin breathe underneath this?
わかりません。知らん。でも正直その。
How long do you leave it on for?
わかんない。
Is it, it's just permanent?
これだってこれまだ商品じゃないからね。商品じゃないから。こういうあの。物質ができましたっていう話だから、
right.
あの、
well, you can call it whatever you want, but I'm just asking, like, how would this, from what you saw in the video, is it, you think that this is actually, like,
legit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did look legit.
Hmm. Would you use it?Would you walk around?
Maybe when I'm older. Because I don't use foundation, so...
Yeah.
To begin with, だから今いらないけど。でもおばあちゃんになったらやりたい。
So you're kind of... I don't know. What do you... If you were going to put sunblock on, do you put sunblock on this? Or...
Or maybe they can make this UV cut. もともと。だからそしたら日焼け止めプラスファンデみたいな。まあ今もあるじゃん、そういう商品は。
Does this not seem weird to you that you're putting this weird mask on your face? Like...
いやそれはね、多分マイケルが普段メイクしないからだと思うよ。もともとその世の女性たちの中にはさ、めっちゃいろいろ塗ってる人もいるわけじゃん、普段から。もう layer after layer after layer だからそれに比べたらこっちの方が良さそうじゃない、
well, if,
というか簡単だよこれは。
Is it okay?
だってファーって塗るだけだもん、
hmm.
It's like 日焼け止めみたいな感じ、
hmm.
まあ実際商品化本当にするのか分かんないけどね。でも面白いなと思った。なんかこういうのは珍しいじゃん。
this stuff like just seems so bizarre to me that、hmm.That this interests people, that, I don't know, that so much money would go into something like this, but I don't know. Can you do your whole body like this? Just coat your entire body?
なんかどこにでも使えるって言ってたよ、yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does it prevent sexually transmitted diseases?
Probably not.
No?
次。オハイオ州立大学とミシガン州立大学が18歳から24歳の747人の女性を対象に行った調査で、小説 Fifty Shades of Grey が好きな女性は性差別者の傾向が強いことが分かりました。同シリーズの1作目を最後まで読み終えた人は、読まなかった人に比べ女性は男性に守られるべきという自否的性差別や、女性は男性をコントロールすることで力を得るという敵意的性差別を持っている傾向にあり、その中でもこの小説をロマンチックだと言った女性は、こうした性差別を実際に支持している傾向にありました。この本の主人公2人の関係性は自否的性差別によって支えられており、チームはそうした関係性が好きだからこの本を読んだ人もいるだろうし、逆にこの本を読んで自否的性差別をいいものと思ってしまった人もいるだろうとしています。論文では、クリスチャンとアナスタシアの関係は暴力的な支配によって形成されており、女性が男性より弱く消極的で、感情的で知性が低いなど、劣っているように描かれている。その上、アナスタシアに対し、怖がらせる、脅迫する、つけ回す、恥ずかしめる、友人や家族と引き離すなど、精神的虐待を行い、性的暴行も行っていると指摘し、若い読者はこれを鵜呑みにせず批判的な目で読む必要があるとしています。
Researchers at Ohio State and Michigan State Universities analyzed a survey of 747 women aged 18 to 24 and found that women who enjoyed the novel Fifty Shades of Grey, had more sexist attitudes. Specifically, Participants who read the book all the way until the end were significantly more likely to agree with statements like, women should be cherished and protected by men, which expresses benevolent sexism, or women seek power to gain control over men, which expresses hostile sexism. Women who said they found the books to be romantic were also more likely to endorse ambivalent and benevolent sexist attitudes. While it is certainly true that people who enjoy relationships like the one in the book, which is one that exemplifies benevolent sexism, that those people would be attracted to its story, there are perhaps large numbers of women who have read this book and become attracted to the idea of benevolent sexism and that kind of relationship. In the study, they write, the juxtaposed relation between Christian and Anastasia takes the form of a violent hierarchy, making Anastasia appear inferior to Christian. She is depicted as weaker, less assertive, more emotional, and less intelligent. Furthermore, the power imbalance between them takes the form of emotional abuse. Christian intimidates, threatens, stalks, humiliates, socially isolates, and intimidates Anastasia. The author suggests that young people need to be able to approach this kind of material with a critical perspective.
So, Fifty Shades of Grey, 世界で1億冊以上, more than 100 million copies, 売れたっていうことなんだけど、私が一冊目は最後まで読んだよ。
Oh, really? So, you qualify?
Yeah, I do qualify. But,
congratulations.
ただ、これをロマンチックだっていう人がいることには驚くというか、
It is romantic, though, isn't it? I don't understand.
No, it's not romantic at all.
It isn't romantic?
No.
How could it not be romantic, though? I thought they were having fun.
No. まあ、私もロマンチックな本なのかなと思って読んだんだけど、すごい売れてたから、どんなものなのかなって興味があって。あのね、クリティカルな目でしか読めないよ、これは、正直。
Hmm.
でも、大体の人がそうだと思う、普通の人は。あのまず内容どうこう以前に writing が悪い It's such、okay. a bad writing、よくこれでそんな売れたな超ラッキーだねっていう感じのなんかね結構下手くそっていうか私が言うのもなんだけど下手くそな writing なんだよね、うん、で中身も全然こう期待してたほどエロくもないし別に
According to you.
According to me and my friends. They all thought that it wasn't...
What does that say about your friends?
It really, like, you should read it and you would yeah, see what I'm saying. Cause
I'm not going to do that.
なんか全然別にエロ、そこまでこう素敵な感じにエロくもないし、確かにこの二人の関係がすごく really toxic.
Hmm.
だから今の現代の価値観にはちょっと合ってないというか、逆におじいちゃんおばあちゃんの世代の価値観に近いものがあるっていう感じ、
huh.
だから彼が絶大的なパワーがあってすごくお金持ちでハンサムでものすごく成功してるで彼女はなんかなんともないただの女の子でそんなに仕事とかもないしどうしようみたいななんだけど、right. なぜか彼にすごく好かれてなんか車とかパソコンとかを彼がどんどん買い与えてくれてでその代わり彼女はその S&M のセックスをしなきゃいけないみたいな、
mm.
なんか意味がわからない
right.
だから確かにそれをロマンチックって思うっていうのは
ちょっと変わってる such a phenomenon?
だからそれがねわかんない私にはわかんなかったなんでそんなに流行ったのか
but there's something there you agree with that right?
like noI seriously don't understand why it sold so much.
Well, neither do I. But there's a reason.
だから大体こうすごく流行ったものでくだらないものって、まあ、くだらないけどまあまあこういうとこもあるしなってあるじゃん。
Mm.
ね、だからゴシップガールとかもさ、
mm.
くだらないけどまあいろんなドラマ起きるし美男美女出てるし、right. みたいな。でもこれに関してはな全然わかんない。なんか
that happens to me all the time. Like I'll watch a movie that everyone likes, and I'm like, wow, that movie was.
Was なんかその justify できる理由を頑張って探してあげようとしても、全く見つからん。だからせめてすごいエロいシーンがいい具合に描かれてるならわかるんだけど、 なんかね、エロいシーンが unintentionally funny だったりするのね。
うん。
だからちょっと笑っちゃうっていうか、なんだこれみたいな。
Yeah.
あと彼がなんか、
like what?
Like there was one scene where he makes her eat asparagus or broccoli or something like that.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be sexy, but it was just, it was only funny. So,
broccoli.
Either asparagus or
like
broccoli or some, no, some normal, like, and he insists that she eats a lot. なんかそれも怖いの。彼女はなんかあんまりお腹空かなくて小食なんだけど、彼が食べろ食べろみたいなこと言って、なんかこのプレート全部食べ終わらなかったらダメだからねみたいな脅迫してきたりするのね。
So it's just kind of like a power move there?
Yeah,
like
but that doesn't
dominance thing?
I guess, but that doesn't make any sense. It's like なんで全部食べなきゃいけないの、うざいんだけどみたいな感じで、全然彼を素敵と思えなかったし、私は。だから本当にこれはね、好きっていう人に、genuinely にね、だから皮肉とかじゃなくて、素直に何がそんなに良かったのか教えてほしいっていう、珍しいものの一つ。なんか、1億冊だよ、だって。その書いた人、大金持ちだよ。超ラッキーだよ。
But I read Harry Potter and I was kind of like, huh.
でもね、Harry Potter は、okay. Harry Potter は、私別にそんな大ファンじゃないけど、あの世界を一から彼女が頭の中で全部作り上げるっていうのはすごいと思う。やっぱり自分にはできない。
We all do it. We, you know, you go to sleep and you have
the
whole universe in your dream.
Yeah, but in such detail and you keep working on it for years and years and not get bored of it, you know.
Yeah, but
and you build so many characters and their history and personalities and, you know, you need so much patience, right? それはすごいなって単純に。ああいうファンタジーものとかね、なんて思うけど、これはね。
But aren't a lot of people just reading this book and enjoying the fantasy of it? Like it's not going to happen, but just the fantasy, just the because
if it happens to you, it's hell.
People play video games and just shoot people, you know, thousands of people dead. It doesn't, you know, there's like a.
まあね、でもそれがさ、いいことじゃん。普通はいいファンタジーでしょ。でもこれはさ、
what is shooting thousands of people dead in video?
Like, well, I don't know, but like it's something fulfilling for you, right?
Well, I don't think so, no.
Or like do something that you usually are not allowed to do or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
that's what it is.
Yeah,
right?
But with Fifty Shades of Grey, I don't want a guy who keeps telling me to eat when I'm not hungry or you know, I mean, why is it, why is it sexy?
My obachan does that to me, though.
そうそう、おばあちゃんが孫にやるじゃん、それは。それはおばあちゃんはいいけどさ、そんな知らない男にさ。
I get so full, it's ridiculous. Like, oh my god. I eat like 2 kilos of ごぼう。
どういうこと？
漬物。
まあね、おばあちゃんはいいよ、かわいいじゃん。なんか自分のことを思って言ってくれてるんだなっていうさ。でもこれはね、ちょっとだからこれ聞いてる人でなんか反論がある人はもう教えてほしい、ぜひ。いや、この本素晴らしいよっていう人がもしあんまいないと思うけど、いたとしたら
教えてほしい。 I really like don't I like I don't agree with any of these like notions, these sexist notions, you know, butI think stuff like this needs to be seen or interpreted at an individual basis sort of thing, where if that's what you want, you can't rationally navigate your way out of like what you want or what you're into or what,
right,
you know, because sexuality is such a like weird, because there's people that put themselves in relationships where it's like, oh, that's such a terrible relationship, but there's something about them that is fixated on it for whatever personal,
right. そうね。ただだから面白いのはこの今のフェミニズムのムーブメントとか、今の現代のそのジェンダーロールとかそういう価値観の中でこの本がそんなに売れたっていうのが興味深いっていうか、
yeah. Do you know what I mean about like judging women in these scenarios?
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, そうね、だから。
But there is a lot of judgment.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah.
And I always think that's bizarre because how can anyone tell anyone else, you know, what to do with their social life or their relationships?
Yeah, of course.
Or,
まあ実際のね、relationship になれば別に好きならいいんだけどさ。でもこの本は結構 extreme だからね。I don't know. It's really weird.
Yeah.
まああとこれの研究をしてる人がいるっていうのも面白い。
Yeah, like why this study? What's their angle?
まあだから不思議に思ったんじゃない？これが1億冊も売れたことが。
It is weird. Oh my god. I was like, when that book was popular, I would like meet people like 久しぶりに and they would have that book with them.
Oh.
I'm like, oh no.
だからすごいいい感じのセクシーな本かと思ったらそうでもないんだよね。じゃあ普通のなんかエロい本っていうかなんかありそうじゃん、いっぱい他にも。
There are so many books out there.
In general? What are you saying?
In general. It's crazy that so many people have the same one.
そうだね。
If all books were sort of equal, I mean they're not. But, you know, just you wouldn't expect one book. Like you wouldn't expect to meet people and they have that same exact book.
So
like, what? There's like millions of books and you just... Everyone's just reading the same.
だからそれこそハリーポッターの呪文とかをなんか呪文いっぱい出てくるじゃん。それを一個言えば、それだけでどの国に行っても何のこと言ってるか伝わるわけじゃん。それすごくない？実際に存在する呪文でも何でもないのに。
I see it on the internet. Like there'll be some weird internet comment. I'm like, what? What does that mean? And I expand the like comment and see replies to that comment.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, it's a Harry Potter thing.
Oh yeah.
Like that happened to me like yesterday.
もう共通認識だからね、そこは。
Yeah, and there's Game of Thrones ones
yeah,
too.
Game of Thrones.
All the time on the internet. There's like, oh, he should have spoken to Salazar or some shit like that. I'm like, what? And it's like it's the top comment on something. Like, I don't know what that means.
共通認識だから、 Game of Thrones も例えばなんか何でもいいけど、 Hodor とか言ったらみんなちょっと笑うみたいなさ。
Is that a thing? What's Hodor?
Hodor is this guy who he's a huge guy who only says Hodor. Like, that's the only thing he can say. Which is a mystery that they haven't really explained yet.
What do you call that?
What do you mean?
Only being able to make one sound.
I don't know.
You know they have like hapax legomenon is like a word that is only used once in a story.
Oh, yeah, right, right.
In this story, we have a character that can only use one word.
Yeah, and
so
he can only say Hodor and people are calling him Hodor. So it's like, I don't know, it's like a weird situation. とかね、まあ他にもいろいろ。
Do you understand it though, or is it just like...
No, I don't. I mean, it's funny, kind of, or I don't know. It's just these things where you can.
There's only two types of people in the world now. It's like
people who watch Game of Thrones and people who don't.
It's horrible.
Well,
it's horrible.
Again, it's like the same admiration that I have for the Harry Potter writer. You know, it's written by this one guy, and he came up with this entire world, different tribes and people and everything, and also languages too, which is a lot of work. So, それは単純にすごいなって思う。And this show is awesome.
Well,
面白いよ本当に Game of Thrones はね。
次。In January, Ashok Goel, a professor of computer science at Georgia Tech, recruited an artificial intelligence named Jill Watson to be one of his teaching assistants without informing his students. The Georgia Tech researchers began developing Miss Watson last year based on the IBM Watson platform, having it analyze 40,000 internet posts in an educational Q&A platform called Piazza. Within 3 months, Miss Watson was effectively responding to the students' questions in real time. On April 26th, Goel revealed the identity of Jill Watson to the students. None of the students, all of whom were studying AI, noticed that Jill was actually a machine, despite having many online interactions with it. According to Mr. Goel, Miss Watson will only answer questions when it has a confidence level of 97% or higher. Despite this, he expects the AI to be able to answer 40% of all student questions within a year, leaving human teaching assistants to answer more difficult questions and provide students with more educational support.
今年1月からジョージア工科大学コンピューターサイエンスのアシュコック・ゴー教授がジル・ワトソンという名前の人工知能をアシスタントの一人として採用していました。4月26日に実はジルが人工知能であったことを学生に伝えたところ、それまでの数ヶ月間ジルと何度も会話していたにもかかわらず、ジルが人間ではないことに気づいていた学生は一人もいませんでした。ジル・ワトソンはIBM のプラットフォームワトソン上で去年から開発されていた人工知能で、教育掲示板ピアッツァの4万件の投稿を分析させたところ、たった3ヶ月でリアルタイムで学生からの質問に答えられるようになりました。ゴール教授によると、ジルは 97% 以上の自信がある時のみ質問に答えます。今後はジルが全体の質問の 40% 程度に回答し、難しい質問や学生に教育的サポートが必要な場合には人間のアシスタントが回答します。これさ、生徒の中にはさ、あ、ジルがこんなに頑張ってくれてみたいな感じで、あえてこうありがとうみたいなとかさ、寒いけど気をつけてねみたいな、なんていうの、優しいコメントをしてあげてた人もいたかもしれないじゃん。それがさ、人工知能だったってなると超無駄だよね。あ、寒いとかじゃないじゃんみたいな。
Well, yeah.
だってジルは別にそれ言われても嬉しくな、嬉しいとかないんでしょ。
But what if? But there is a relationship between you and the AI.
But the、right? but the AI doesn't care about it, right?
But the AI doesn't care about anything.
Yeah, so what's the point of you trying to say nice things to her, trying to build a relationship?
So that you feel better.
I guess.
And that's the whole point of the AI.
I guess.
Right?
まあね、ちょっと寂しいよね、でも。
I think this experiment is amazing. This is actually amazing. That it only is responding when it has a confidence level.Of 97% or higher. And even so, they expect that it will be able to answer 40% of the questions.
Yeah.
And because it is software, this can be... scale is not an issue. So instantaneously, everyone can have access to something that is an actual teaching assistant.
Yeah.
So your kid can have this on their phone, and this assistant can answer questions for them, can help them with their homework. You could even have this assistant not help them with their homework too much.
Right.
You know, so the potential is pretty ridiculous for this.
そうだね。なんかこう今までって、まあシーマンとかもそうだけど、if you remember, you know Shiman, right? The game.、Mm.The human face fish game that you could talk to. It came out when I was...
Shiman.
Yeah. You don't remember? It looks really shrewd. なんかおじさんの顔が魚についてて、なんかコントローラーにマイクがついてて、まあ話してると大きくなる、育っていくのね。Anyway, so those old... I don't know if you call it AI, but you know, communicable robots.今までってこうトンチンカンなことを言ってきたりするわけじゃん。こっちが言ったことを勘違いして、
right.
はあみたいなこと言ったりとか。でもジルはそれがないってことだもんね。
Yeah.
答えた時に関してはこの 97% 以上の自信があった時は、
well, you...
だからバレなかったんだもんね。
Well, you can't tell the difference. Remember, we've talked about the Turing test?
Right.
This thing has passed the Turing test with flying colors.
Right, right.だから分かんないんだよね、人間には。
Easily. And it's not just passing the Turing test. it's actually answering these questions.
Yeah.
It's not, because you can say, I don't know, and then people still not know that you're a robot.
だからさ、よく出会い系の桜とかいるじゃん。Mm-hmm. その女の子のふりして男性がいろんな男性とメールしてるみたいな。
Right.
だからそれも AI にすればさ。
Yeah, they will be.
ね。
They're...
電話とかもできるようになっちゃってさ。Mm-hmm. もうなんとかちゃんって言って好きだと思ったのに、人工知能だったみたいな。
One of the students actually got suspicious about there being an AI.
Okay.
And accused the professor of being AI when the professor was 普通に posting. But it wasn't him.
なんだ
Yeah.
でも怖いね。だからそういうことになるよね、でも。
So this idea that it can answer all these questions, what kind of questions can't the AI answer is what's interesting. Because it kind of tells us about who we really are.
Yeah. So どういうのは答えられないの?
Well, anything that's extremely complicated or metaphysical, philosophical questions are totally outside.
Right.
The AI's capability at this point.
Right. まあジルに、まあこれコンピューターサイエンスのあれでそんなフィロソフィカルなクエスチョンしないもんね、学生は多分。
Well, where does it come from? Where does the intuition come from?
Right.
Where does... When something is subjective and requires a subjective answer, how can an objective machine produce it?
Yeah.
It's a little bit tricky. Right? This is actually controversial what they did, not telling the students that there was an AI there, because there's this moral question: can we do this? Can we put AI in? Can we replace human beings with AIs and not tell people? Like,
right.
Is that morally acceptable in our society? That's become a real question now.
ジルのこと好きになっちゃったらどうすればいいの？もう最悪じゃん。
Yeah, well,
like
online.
Yeah, like if you haven't really talked to any girls, and then, you know, Jill would always answer your questions. She's always nice to you. She never ignores you. And you start forming a crush.
And Jill is 97% confident that you'll fall in love with her.
What?
That's, I think that is a real concern because there is a series of responses from... whatever it is, a person or an AI,
yeah.
that will be effective for kind of capturing someone emotionally, right? So if this AI is analyzing you in real time, which it would need to do to pull this off, but that's sort of the difference, is that the AI needs to figure out who you are.
Right.
And identify you as a person.
Right.
We don't have AIs really doing that at this point. It's always like, oh, this is the question. But,
right.
But we as people always look past the question at the person.
Right, right.
And we take the person into account. And I think once AI software can catalog entities and personalities.
And then they can tell you what you want to hear. Right?
Yeah. And
so
then
like,
when you know that they're trying to tell you what you want to hear, they'll still figure it out and tell you what you want to hear.
だから今もすでに Google があるからそうなってるのかもしれないけど、子育てするときとかにもさ、子供になんか質問されるじゃん。今までだとか、私が育ったときは何でもお父さんに聞いたらお父さんが知ってるみたいな。で、お父さんが自信満々で変な間違えたことを言ってたとしても、そういうもんなんだと思ってさ、もう分かんないままじゃん、その真偽は。でも今さ、例えばペッパーみたいなのが家にいたとして、で子供がなんか質問してきたときに私が答え分かんなかったらペッパーに聞いてよってなるじゃん、
Right?
AI に聞いてよ、 AI はもう何でも知ってるんだからインターネットにアクセスしてみたいな。
I don't know if that's true. Maybe Pepper doesn't know. Pepper is
maybe not Pepper, but you know, like Pepper like robot if you have it at home.
Yeah.
It's like the kids shouldask questions to this robot, not the parents, right? Because the robot has more accurate answers or information. So I feel like that would kind of change the relationship between parents and kids.
Well, they already have that, what is that, like Weibo thing or whatever it is, the swiveling, like flat-faced, like thing that people put in their kitchen that has a microphone, and it's like, your children can interact with Weibo. I don't know if it was Weibo, whatever it's called. You don't remember that? Its head like spins around really fast, and it like looks at you.
Okay.
And it has a screen, and it like answers questions. And,
huh.
But people already have those in their house.
Right. And or nandake Amazon no. What was her name? Alexandra? No.
Alexa?
Alexa, yeah.
Oh.
Alexa would answer questions.
Well, the people that invented Siri on the iPhone have come up with a new one to replace Siri, and it's called Viv.
Okay.
And Viv is, I saw a demonstration of the Viv technology, and it's pretty intense.
Oh.
Your phone will actually be able to do everything.
Oh, cool. And it's much better than Siri.
It has something called dynamic program generation.
Hmm.
What that means is that the software that the AI consists of is rewriting itself.
Oh.
And writing new segments of software.
Wow.
According to your instruction. So
wow.
When you tell it like, no, like that's not what I meant. Or when you tell it like, it learns things about you.
どんどん学習していくのか。
So you try a process. If it doesn't work, it will learn and it will reprogram itself in real time.
Siri はそれできないもんね。だから何回同じこと言ってもずっと同じ結果。
But if it responds to you that way and can actively reprogram itself, then now you're the programmer.
なんかアメリカで90年代からウェアラブルを開発してつけてる男の人がいるの知ってる？なんか授業大学の授業に出てる時に先生の話を聞きながらノートを書かなきゃいけないじゃん、
right.
でもノート書いてる時は先生の言ってることちゃんと聞こえてないじゃん、
right.
でそれが嫌だと思ったのがきっかけでなんかあれどういう風にマネージしてるのかよく分かんないんだけどその自分が得た情報を全部コンピューターにストアしていって、その大事な情報だけをサマライズしてメガネの自分の目の前に出るようにしてるのね。ずっと彼はもうだから何十年とか、十何年とか少なくとも。
Still, even today.
そう、今もそれでだからもう彼はそのメガネと一体化してるわけよ。つまりもうサイボーグ状態。でどういうことが起きるかっていうと、まあ、彼はそれにネガティブな効果は全く今までないっていうふうに言っていて、その人とのインタラクションもすごく良くなった。なぜなら例えば久しぶりに会った友達とかのことを全部覚えてるわけじゃん。目の前に出てくるから情報が。で普段だったら忘れてるような、あなたの娘あそこの学校の受験受けるって言ってたけど結局どうだったみたいなことを5年後に聞ける。だからなんていうの、その5年間のギャップなしに、そういえばこの人どういう人なんだっけっていうのなしで You can pick up where you left off.
But the other person is like, who the fuck are you?And why do you have this weird thing on your face?
No, but everyone knows him. Everyone knows him as the cyborg okay. guy, so...
well, then there's the downside right there.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if... Well, he was saying that there's... So far, like, he doesn't think that there was really a downside.
Right.
で、学校のthesisとかテストを受けるときもそれをつけたままにしていて、学校で一応審議があったんだって。Is this...Fair? みたいな、でも結局まあ自分で得た knowledge をそのままストアしてるだけで自分の記憶のエクスパンションだから別にいいってことになって、だからテストもそのメガネつけたまま受けてたらしいよ。
So if I just like glue a calculator to my forearm I'm a cyborg and I can take tests.
No, because it's not the expansion of your own memory. Do you know what I mean? It's like having a photographic memoryThat's not really cheating, right? Because it's just the expansion.
Why is that different, though?
Because it's not like you're getting new information. Like, this guy built this wearable thing because he couldn't stand the fact that he would forget what he learned once.
Right.
Like, he just doesn't want to forget anything because he thinks it's a waste.
But the test is to see whether or not you forgot that shit.
I guess the test that he was taking was not really about, like, memorizing things, you know?
Okay.
So, because he's in, like, computer science or whatever. I don't know, like some smart shit.
Maybe we should all just hook up to, you know, but what's the difference though? So I have to like sit down and then type on a computer to get the information, right? But what's the difference?
Like, I don't really know how that works.
But I don't
think it was voice recognition or anything back then. So maybe he was actually typing down stuff. I don't really know. But then at the same time, I just listened to some interviews done by その photographic memory 持ってる人たち。で、彼らはやっぱりダウンサイドがあるわけよ、いっぱい。なぜならその忘れられないから何も。でその何も忘れられないことによる弊害って結構大きくて、みんなはあいいな全部覚えてられてって言うんだけど、なんかお母さんにちっちゃい時に大好きなぬいぐるみを捨てられたとか、そういう怒りももう昨日のことのように覚えてるみたいな、だから未だにそのことで怒れるみたいな、だからそれが過去のものにならないわけだから薄れない記憶が。
That probably depends on the person。
まあね、なんか2人ぐらいにインタビューしてたけど、あとだから誰かに振られたりとかしても、うん、その人のことを忘れられないから、すごい楽しかった思い出とかも本当に昨日のことのように蘇ってきちゃって全然忘れられないから辛いって言ってた。まあ、そういうこともあるのか。だからすごく覚えていたい人と忘れたいのに忘れられない人と、
Well, do you really forget stuff is also a question.
Well,
it's like on your computer, you know, you delete stuff and then something happens to your hard drive or whatever, and then they can like, they can actually recover things that you've deleted, for example.
Yeah, it's weird because I was looking at my childhood photo that my mom showed me the other day, and I was looking at the wall of our old house, and suddenly I remember the texture of it, like vividly. And I was like, oh, そういえばあんな texture だった, you know. But then at the same time, when my...friend from high school tells me like, oh, you remember we did this and that, and that memory never comes back to me, and I'm like, was I really there? And she's like, yeah, you were there, but it's just like, gone.
Do you feel like that's a I kind of feel like it's an opportunity when something like that comes up. It's like, do you remember this? And then if I don't remember it,
yeah,
there's part of my mind that's like, I will never remember.
そうなの。
Like, this was my momentSo, and I was so close. So, and I like just, it's just faded right there. It's just faded. And it's always going to get like more faded.
だからその差は何なんだろうね。その壁のことは覚えてるわけじゃん。一方でこの友達のなんかやったイベントのことは完全にもう何をしても思い出せない。
Well, you have a linguistic stimuli, and then you have visual stimuli. And when you're young, I think...Anything that relies on language or an event described in some context like that isn't gonna trigger you, because when you're really young, language is not such an object of your experience.
Right, right.
You know, so it's better to go with what, you know, visual or texture or sound, smell.
Yeah, I really don't remember any...Like, a lot of things that my high school friends remember and insist that I was also there. なんでかわかんないけどね。
You know how people tend to put these, like, mile markers or some sort of markers in their life at intervals, you know? Like, when they look at the timeline of their life, it's like this happened and then this happened and then this happened, and it kind of sets it up as like chapters in their life almost,
right?
And
so, yeah.
that's always like seem kind of, I don't know, there's the way that we emphasize certain times and de-emphasize other times in our memory is like really bizarre
Right. So, ne.
Like, really old people. This year, it was in August, and, you know, and then it's like this one slide out of thousands and thousands of slides.
Yeah.
And then somehow they'll tell the same story again. And it's like, you have so many things that have happened in your life, but but the stories start to boil down to like a dozen or so.
あとなんか日本人より海外というか英語圏の人に多い気がするんだけど、年数をパッと言う人いるじゃん。あの1998年にあそこに行った時みたいな。なんか日本の人ってあんまりその年数言うっていうよりもなんか5年前とか10年ぐらい前とかっていう言い方するけど、結構さ年数をピタッて言う人多くない？あれは2004年かなみたいなさ。
And you know it was it'll be put in the context of like it was the summer of 1983.
そうそうそう、そういうやつ。
You know I had just graduated and...
そう、それよく覚えてるなっていうか、よくそんなピンポイントで何年ってすぐ出てくるなって思って。
I think as you get older these memories become memories of memories and certain it starts to turn into like a Wikipedia article or something.
Right. I guess.
Which is kind of a depressing thought, but you know what I mean? Like the there's an intro.
Yeah, and it's chanto associated with the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not for me, so I'm always kind of amazed when people do that.
次. Research conducted by consulting firm PwC estimates that drones will replace up to $127 billion worth of human labor over the next 4 years. The research suggests that drones will be used for cleaning skyscraper windows, verifying insurance claims, spraying pesticides, repairing infrastructure, and so on. Additionally, as soon as regulation permits, drones will likely be delivering food. While there are issues with drones maneuvering without endangering people or pets, companies like Google seem to be solving these issues. According to PwC, the top four markets for drone use will likely be infrastructure, estimated at $45 billion, agriculture, estimated at $32 billion, transport, estimated at $13 billion, and security, estimated at $8.8 billion. The market for drones is valued at around $2 billion today.
PwC によると今後4年間で1270億ドル分の仕事がドローンに取って代わられます。内容は高層ビルの窓掃除や保険金請求の調査、殺虫剤の散布、インフラの修理などです。さらに規制が整備され次第、食べ物のデリバリーもドローンの仕事になると予測されています。現時点ではドローンが人や動物にぶつかる危険性がありますが、 Google などの企業が解決策を講じています。 PwC は今後ドローンを使用する産業トップ4として、インフラが450億ドル、農業が320億ドル、交通機関が130億ドル、セキュリティが88億ドルと試算しています。現在ドローン市場は20億ドル規模です。すごいね、4年間で伸びが、
うん、
めちゃくちゃ早いですね。
いや、
まあ確かに高層ビルの窓掃除とかはね、危ないし、機械がやった方が。でもだからこれがさ、どんどん進む、まあ、AI とかドローンとかこれがどんどん進むとともに、うん、もうちょっとだからベーシックインカムみたいな、その機械に仕事をあげる代わりに人間が仕事しなくても、ある程度しなくても暮らしていけるような仕組みがさ、追いついてないと大変なことになるよね。
Well, I think there are different things that people can do for work. I don't know if there should be some sort of basic income established just because of the rise of drones. Maybe when the rise of AI occurs,
yeah.
Then that will be, yeah. Because we have the drones, which are taking over a lot of physical mechanical duties that we have, right?
Right.
And then we have AI developing where it can replace a teaching assistant, which is a fairly, you know, it's a credentialed position.
Yeah, you know. Even doctors, they say.
Yeah. So we are sort of replacing ourselves in some weird way.
Yeah.
So I don't, maybe we should have... Maybe people should just have some sort of a basic income. But then what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing with that basic income? Like, where are we going with this?
Just chill. I mean, I thought that was the main reason that we started developing these technologies to begin with.
No, we developed those technologies to make money. right?
Or to chill. You know, that's what I believe. So instead of being scared, like, oh my God, these things are taking over our
the people,
jaws.
The people that believe in chilling did not come up with this stuff.
It's like,
that's the
let's
thing.
Figure out how we can all chill and give all the works that we don't want to do to drones and AIs, you know?
Well, there's a lot of work still, right? There's a lot of shit to be done. Right? The world isn't perfect.
I guess.
And if we could have those people doing less menial sort of... I mean, if your job can be replaced, if you can be replaced by a drone at work, then, you know, how interesting can your work be, really? Right? So...
Yeah, but that doesn't really matter to a lot of people, right? They just need to get by. So... And that's why they're doing this job.
But they can find a better, more interesting job. Or maybe
in an ideal world.
You know, a lot of jobs are also being created by the drone market as well, right? On the flip side of this.
I guess. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I read that there are a lot of jobs that are, you know, being created more and more. Or it will be in the future, but yeah.
They're doing these, like, they're doing weird tests with drones, like, having them fly automatically using GPS, going through, like, obstacle courses. And because one concern is if you have a drone delivering stuff, what if it, you know, it's flying to your house and then it hits you in the head?
Yeah. Right.
Or it crashes into a car or, you know, there's potential issues there.
まあ、あと東京はさあのマンションが多いじゃん、
うん、
それは人がやんないと無理だもんね、
うん、
その個々の部屋にさ持っていくのどうすんのみたいな
You have to have a balcony
あバルコニーからピザもらうの
yeah. Yeah, for
それちょっと面白いね
for、sure.
そっかそっかバルコニー
Because they could just design your apartment so it has a really tiny, not like a helipad,
yeah,
but like
yeah,
a drone
yeah.
pad.
Right.
So people would just install a drone pad at their, on their balcony.
そっか。だから今こうやって座ってさ、ここに窓があるじゃん。で、こういうことでしょ?ありがとうみたいな。こっからピザもらうみたいな。で、直接、で、玄関にも行かなくていいじゃん。
Yesterday, I saw a crow carrying a cronut.
Okay.
And
was he delivering it to someone?
I don't know, but it's possible, right? These drones have gotten so sophisticated. And what people, one thing that's kind of weird about this is that the drone thing and the AI thing are not separate. So they're actually, the drones are running on AI.
Right.
And can sort of make decisions in real time and do these weird, even the self reprogramming thing
right.
will arrive with drones. And one thing they're working on a lot right now is swarms and swarm technology with drones. And each drone collects slightly different information
right.
from its position than a
right.
different drone.
Right.
And then these drones all sharing that stuff with each other. And so they do flying maneuvers with these drones to see they can you know how birds swarm and
yeah,
fish
yeah, yeah.
swarm and
yeah
so they're trying to get these drones to be able to pull off those maneuvers
yeah
and they think they can use them for like air-to-air combat
yeah
to like take down aircraft
oh
and
my god
they can use these drones for getting rid of terrorists and if the drones are small enough and mobile enough then it's makes it more difficult to hit them with anti-aircraft and if they just
right.
like sneak up in your village because you can just be chilling on your porch smoking a Cuban cigar or something and you're like a bad guy and then you just hear and this drone just shows up and shoots a dart into your neck and it's
yeah.
it's over right
yeah なんか Transformers みたいになりそうじゃない? It's like it can look like a radio or your phone or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it can transform into a drone.
Think about the
And it can be anywhere.
the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
Right? And you gotta have, you know, a guy up in this building with a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Shooting through, like, trees or
whatever. You don't even have to go there, right?
No.
No.
You don't even have, like, to fly the drone, is what I'm saying.
Right.
The drone has already been programmed to kill Kennedy. Kill, yeah. And, you know, it's like showing on the screen, kill Kennedy,
so
mode
easy.
Activated. And it just, like, it's really crazy technology.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with this idea of ethology? So that is where they try to mimic nature.
Ah, right, right, right. Yeah.
Right?
なんかこの間日本でもそういう展示会みたいなのやってたよね。あれで見た。なんだっけ。あの、wow. ワールドビジネスサテライト。
Yeah. Yeah,
なんか傘の、何?生地?素材とか。
This is becoming a huge topic in technology right now. For drones, for buildings, for all kinds of stuff. They found that the stem of like a daffodil or something is like had the best design structurally for like wind. And they're looking at the way that wings work for, you know, flight. And there's all these different wing arrangements and like the dragonflies, but also the way that like squid move in the ocean. So there's like so many different possible designs, right?
Yeah, there was an expert at that exhibition on TV and he was saying something like, it's kind of arrogant for us to think that we can make something better than what the nature has from scratch. You know, so we should just, it's much easier and faster and more efficient if we can just borrow this technology that the nature has been creating after so many, like billions of years or whatever, with evolution.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
15-year-old boy William Gadauri believes that he has discovered an ancient Mayan city deep in the Central American rainforest based on old world astronomy star correlation theory and satellite images. Gadauri analyzed 22 Mayan constellations and discovered that they had aligned 117 cities according to the positions of the stars. Noticing that there was a star without a corresponding city, he inspected the area using Google satellite images and discovered a square impression in the rainforest, suggesting the existence of a structure. The story has been a sensation on the internet media, with William receiving praise from space agencies, including NASA, and Gadauri is expected to present his findings next year at Brazil's International Science Fair. However, skeptics have casted doubt on his theory, including an anthropologist from the Mesoamerica Center at UT Austin, who stated, "The whole thing is a mess, a terrible example of junk science hitting the internet in free fall. The ancient Maya didn't plot their ancient cities according to constellations. Seeing such patterns is a Rorschach, how do you pronounce that? Rorschach process, since sites are everywhere and so are stars. The square feature that was found on Google Earth is indeed man-made, but it's an old fallow cornfield or milpa. Several other experts have agreed, and an anthropologist who claims to have actually spent time in the area has suggested that the square seen in satellite images may be a cannabis grow operation, which is common in that area. Other suggestions have included Elvis's house, Tupac's hideout, and an alien landing site."
ウィリアム・ガダウリーという15歳の少年が持論をもとに中央アメリカの熱帯雨林の奥深くに存在する古代マヤ文明の都市を発見したとしてメディアで大きな話題となりました。少年は22のマヤの星座を分析し117のマヤ文明の都市が星座の位置をなぞっていることを発見しました。その法則で見ていくと星の中で一つだけ対応する都市がないことに気づき NASA と JAXA の衛星写真をカナダ宇宙局経由で入手し
Google マップと照らし合わせると熱帯雨林の中に四角い模様があり建物の痕跡らしきものが確認されました。しかし一部の専門家たちは懐疑的な見解を示しています。 UT オースティンメソアメリカセンターの人類学者は以下のように述べています。これはめちゃくちゃでインターネットとエセ科学が融合した悪いお手本です。マヤ文明は星座になぞって都市を建てていたわけではありません。 Google Earth で見つかった四角い建造物は確かに人工的なものだがトウモロコシ畑かミルパ農法の跡地でしょう。他の専門家たちや実際にその場所に行ったことがある人類学者はこの四角い場所は大麻の栽培地である可能性があるとしています。他にエルヴィスの家だとかトゥーパックの隠れ場所エイリアンの着地地点だなどと言っている人もいます。何エルヴィスとかトゥーパックとかどっから出てきたの？
I don't know.
これね本当最初はなんかこの少年が Google マップでこんな発見をしたぞみたいな感じで盛り上がってたのにね、
うん、
残念。
So where is Elvis?
How did he die?
Didn't he overdose on something while he was on the toilet? Like, that's, isn't that the story?
Okay.
I don't know. But okay. There was a lot of, he's one of those, there are certain characters in pop culture where they die and then people don't believe that they're dead. They can't believe it.
Right, right.
They can't believe it. It's
yeah.
impossible. How could Elvis die? So then people believe that Elvis was abducted by aliens, like,
What?
That was a really popular
okay.
notion at the
Is
time.
Is it like denial?
Well, it's sort of kicked off by, it's denial and it's like, you know, sometimes, especially these days, there's like, they say someone died, but then they actually didn't die. So then when people do actually die, it's like, Prince isn't dead, come on.
Right, right.
No, Prince is dead.
Or David Bowie.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
そういうこと? Or Osama bin Laden, right?
Yeah.
Who isn't dead?
Yeah, that's different.
well, I don't know.
That's different.
Is it different?
At least to me. At least to me.
Is it different? But that, yeah, the idea I mean, I don't think anyone believes this today. Well, people do. But that Elvis was abducted by aliens.
Right.
It's like Hitler lives in Brazil. You've
yeah,
heard
yeah,
this,
yeah.
yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Hitler is in Brazil.
And there's
know.
A picture.
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, there is a picture, actually. yeah.
Yeah. まあ、今となったらどっちでもいいっていうかもうね。
People actually believe that Hitler is in Brazil.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard military officials, like in the U.S. military, say that they believe that Hitler is in Brazil. and I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're not historians. I guess they're not, you know,
yeah.
especially qualified. But,
right. 面白いね。
Yeah, that's not what we were talking about, though.
this 15-year-old.
Yeah, this 15-year-old. If this is true, it's pretty remarkable.
ね、そう、これ本当だったらすごいけど。だからこれは誰かが確認してくれるの?
That's what's so bizarre about it. I mean, it's like...Some people are saying it's a cornfield, and some people are saying it's a pyramid. Well, can't someone just like
go there,
walk over there,
and
poke it with a stick and just figure out if it's a
yeah.
cornfield or a pyramid?
Like, yeah.
But the news got so big before anyone was really sent over there, I guess.
Right. So is anyone going there? I'm sure there is, right?
There's probably someone on their way there right now.
Yeah. じゃないと分かんないもんね、これじゃ。
But it's hard to get there.
Right.
Which might make it a good spot for one of these marijuana grow operations.
Right, right.
Or I don't know, what could it be? We don't know what it is at this point. Some people think that the cannabis grow operation story is just another media sensationalist story on top of the original sensationalist
right.
media story.
Right. そもそも星座の位置をなぞってるっていうのがすごいと思ったのに、別にそういうわけじゃないって言ってる専門家もいるってことだもんね。だから星いっぱいあるから、そうやって見ようと思えば見れるけど。 みたいなさ、なんかこじつけですみたいな言ってるじゃん。
Well, there are a lot of ancient civilizations that did do things like this, and they paid a lot of attention. Yeah. I mean, the stars were a lot more visible back then too.
だからこの少年の発見した時の興奮度を考えると、これが本当であってほしいよね。
Yeah.
あんまりのがっかりさじゃん、これが違ったら。
Everyone's like, we're so proud of you, like、
yeah.
you did it.
Like his parents would be like, oh my god, our
boy
is so smart.
NASA is congratulating you,、yeah. and now they have you scheduled to like give a presentation. You're only 15, it's so amazing.
You get a trophy.
And, then, and instead it turns into like a small scale like drug bust、
yeah.
in South America. Like, it'll be interesting to see what it turns out to be, but it's weird that this happened because we don't see this very often.
そうだよね、もちろん。
Like this scale of it, and it seems like something that can so easily be verified、
mm.
by somebody. I'm not going to go there, you know.Yeah. Maybe we all think that way. Oh, I'm not going to go there. Somebody's going to go there eventually. And when、
yeah.
nobody goes.
Yeah. まあ、あと15歳の少年がこんなことをやってることがすごいよね。これが本当か、実際はそうじゃなかったとしてもさ。
Or it's 迷惑 because he was wrong.
まあね。
But we don't know yet.
Yeah. It's interesting.
There's the Orion correlation theory. The constellation Orion,、the idea is that the pyramids in Giza are lined up according to the Orion、
hmm.
constellation, the、
okay.
belt of Orion. So I don't know if that's actually verified、
hmm.
either. But
what is verified? What's actually verified in this world?
Well, especially with ancient civilizations, it's pretty toughto figure out what was actually going on. Or...
Yeah, I mean,
but
some
we'll
people say
we'll
that we're holograms,
answer,
so...
You know. We're holograms?
Yeah, some people say that, right? So it's like...
Like everyone other than themselves is a hologram.
No, like everyone including themselves、
hmm.
is a hologram.
Do you think、so. There are any holograms on television right now?
What? Oh, like the Michael Jackson thing?
No, like Barack Obama. Or like somebody...prominent on television could actually be, you know, either CGI or a hologram or... Because we do makeup first, right? And then we have green screen where the background is totally fake.
Yeah.
But they even have animated green screens to try to trick、
right.
you into thinking that they're actually where they are.
Right.
At some point, and it doesn't seem impossible, you know, do you think that one of them...
Like right now?
Maybe. If we have, if we have the AI,、
conspiracy.
If we have the AI-based teaching assistant in a university class about AI,
yeah.
Maybe somebody has tried this. Maybe an AI company or a CGI company could...
So Donald Trump actually doesn't exist.
If I was an AI or CGI or hologram company or something, I would just...conceal the technology and do something,
yeah,
and then reveal it afterwards, and people be like, "What? Donald Trump has been a robot this whole time? Like that's
no、
shocking.
Wonder, yeah, no wonder his hair looks weird." Well, speaking of AI, この間あのなんか漫才の番組があって爆笑問題が出てたの最後に、
mm.
それで AI の話してて。漫才の中でね、で、テイの話してた。I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. なんかお笑い、日本のお笑い見ててテイの話出ると思わないじゃん。
It's cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
And テイ is hilarious.
テイ is hilarious.
It's hilarious because テイ didn't do anything. It was all us being
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, it was just
and...
humans. And it was kind of funny because 太田さんがなんかその不謹慎っていうことをまあネタにしてたじゃん。
Mm.
で、その漫才の中では触れなかったんだけど、テイなんてもう不謹慎の塊じゃん。いや、
yeah.
もう不謹慎中の不謹慎みたいなさ、だからそれが面白かったんだけどさ、
yeah.
だから面白いよね、テイ復活してほしい。Super funny。しかも、yeah. ああいう unintentional な funny が一番面白いよね。
You know, we'll probably have that Viv thing soon.
うん。
And from the demonstration that I saw, it's going to get really weird. Because my Viv is going to be different from your Viv.
そうだね。
And everyone's going to have their own Viv.
Yeah.
And then...
So my Viv could be nicer than yours.
Your Vivs can actually talk to each other.
Oh God, that would be so weird.
But it was really weird. So, and it's these things that make us feel awkward and uncomfortable that are so ripe for like comedy material, you know?
Yeah. So done.
Like making us uncomfortable like exposes something.
Yeah.
Right.
Always. 変なの。文字起こしのテキストをアップルじゃなくて iPhone と Mac と Android のアプリから購入できますので試してみてください。月額240円、スタバの飲み物より安いお値段で全部読み放題となっていますので、それも試してみてください。あとファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナー Amazon で売っています。これ、yep. Are we gonna say this? Yeah.
Right?
あの、Amazon をやめようと思ってて、あの、あまりにも高いからね。もう赤字赤字だから。だから、あの、今サイトを作っていて、そこから販売する形にしようと思ってるので、あの、Amazon で買いたいっていう方は、ぜひ、あの、今のうち、まあ、6月末ぐらいまで、は Amazon に置いとくんですけど、そこからちょっともう引き上げちゃうので。
But we don't know when we'll be selling them again after that.
そうだね。そう、その後いつ頃からまた売れるか分かんないので、欲しい方はお早めにお願いします。あと、マイケルが作った激カワラインスタンプありますので、それもバイリンガルニュースで検索すると出るのでお願いします。
お願いします。
以上ですか？
Facebook、
Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やっていますのでぜひお願いします。質問は Twitter でしてもらえると返しやすいです。
Yep.
終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。Bye.